This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of deep winter, the third week of the skunk mating moon. The sun enters its sign of Aquarius tomorrow, the 20th, foreshadowing late winter. I look to see what that means here right around me. Starlings whistle in the distance and a robin is chirping near the north garden. Soon cardinals will be singing every morning. Around the yard I find one new wild strawberry leaf, one new water leaf sprout. There is fresh growth on the Japanese honeysuckle, its leaves dark violet venturing out from the axils of its woody vine. The foliage of the oak leaf hydrangea has fallen in the past week. The osage fruits have turned deep red-brown. The berries of the anemones are falling from their decaying once protective sepals. I cut a branch of pussy willows and bring it indoors and set it in a vase of warm water. In the woods, garlic mustard is lush on the hillsides. In protected hollows, cushions of chickweed are deep March green. Black walnut hulls are dark and collapsing, and they fall away at the touch of my heel. Young poison hemlock leaves are feathery and spreading. New ragwort and sweet rocket leaves are pushing up. Cautious skunk cabbage spears are just barely open. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late winter. In the meantime, look around you. As the sun slides into Aquarius, it defines and transforms your landscape.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.